Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities who are having snap P third episode.
Woohoo! Three. That's cool. We've survived three weeks of already 7 weeks or something by this time. Lockdown. Yeah. Good on us. Okay, this podcast contains swearing, peas. You know that and you love us anyway. It gives us that very hard-fought, earned E.
Which other people would never have.
Never have, and probably with my educational history, an E is quite fitting.
Yeah.
We're back. This is our little episode just to say hi, check in how you're all doing.
Yes, my goodness. Monday morning. For the hardcore P fans.
Yes. For those of you in Victoria, Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Hose welcome you to school.
Yes.
Yes.
It's nice to see you, Mrs. Jones.
It's really nice to see you, Mrs. Hose. Yes.
How's your school been going?
Look, my school, it is a bit of a debacle.
Where do you rank on the My School website?
Oh, we're not on.
My ranking's quite low.
Yeah, my ranking is low. But I will say a nice thing about my school is that there's no awards.
No, there's no awards. Any awards in my school.
It's going to be an award-free term for everybody.
Wow. How could we have known?
We did not know.
Yes, my school's inclusive.
My school's very inclusive.
Yeah. Yep. It accepts everyone.
Yeah, and you can be finished school at my school and still do some of the work. And, yeah, so we don't mind.
What's the canteen like?
The canteen, I think it's pretty great, but the kids don't really like it.
Yeah, my canteen, pretty average.
Yeah, pretty average, But someone did discover that we had apple juice, like, Primas.
Yeah.
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had some of them.
I said we should do like a lunch order on a Friday. Nah, why would we do that?
Oh.
I was like, okay. Yeah. I was thinking I could go down and get some hot chips or something. Or, you know.
Oh, how dare you do something fun.
I know. Jeepers. Oh. Mrs. Hose was finally going to be fun. So this episode is a little one. We're going to have some of your speak pipes.
Yeah, which we love.
Yay. And I've got a little message to read out. So this is your episode for you guys to join in.
Yeah, this is your episode. And also last week, I believe it was, but, you know, you may not be listening in order, we did the How Are They Now?
Yeah,
which
that's
was
right.
So
oh,
great.
It was so great. People really loved this episode.
People loved
that
it.
Episode.
Yeah.
They said it was one of their favourites.
I think it was actually one of my favourites
too. Yeah, I think so too.
I also thought
how up ourselves we are to do a Where Are They Now? And we haven't even done the podcast for a year.
Well, you know.
You know.
Also because of the corona,
that's
we wanted
right.
to check in. But yeah, that is true. But they all loved having a little chat with us too. And everyone fell in love with Live P.
Oh, no, so Live P Matt.
Live P Matt, you know.
Jeepers.
Anyway, so the happy funny. Hooker that we may now have a book club of.
He needs to do a reading on the speak pipe. That could be funny.
He does, yeah. Matt. Yeah, recording so some happy hooker.
Just us laughing the whole time.
The whole time.
And he's like, I didn't really mean to be funny. I was like, I know.
That's why it was
That's
hilarious.
Why it was hilarious.
Spirograph boy.
And then today I took a photo of Miss Diane with the dog under her feet while she's on, you know, WebEx.
The distracted, distracted dog.
The distracted dog was coming to life. Well, she came to me today and she said, there was a double humping.
Ooh.
I was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So this is our beautiful Zara, who was on the first siblings episode we did with her and Lizzie, and she's going to tell us what she's doing with herself.
Hi, guys. It's Zara. I was from the siblings episode with Lizzie. Since then, I've successfully finished year 12. All went well there. Then after year 12, I decided to go on a road trip. All the way up to Cooktown, Northern Queensland, as my schoolies kind of trip. That was an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience. I absolutely loved it. I got to see lots of family that I hadn't seen in a long time, and I spent some really good time with my friends just relaxing and resetting. And then I came back and I was basically working full-time at the cafe, my local cafe. And then over Christmas, I bought myself a new dog, which Aww. Is my favourite thing at the moment. And then this year, I decided I was going to take a gap year. Mm. So I was working heaps at the cafe, and then unfortunately, I lost my job because of the coronavirus. Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. I got an opportunity to become a nanny for a family with four kids, two of which are ASD twins.
Yeah.
They're really lovely. I'm having the best time with them.
Aww.
And can't wait to see what comes in the future from this, because it's a really good step in the right direction of what I want to do later in life, and Aww. Hopefully I can continue working in special needs. Yeah. Hope everyone's doing all right. Stay safe.
Oh, gorgeous, Sarah.
Yeah, gorgeous. We are staying safe, and thank you.
Good job working with that family, because they would really appreciate you.
They really do. Yeah. They're a beautiful, beautiful P family.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for letting us know what you're up to.
Okay, so we've had a listen to some of the speak pipes, and there's some people, this is just what I asked you to do. Let us know what it's like for you doing online learning with your pea shoots. So this is from P. Nicole.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Nicole speaking. I just wanted to call and vent, really, and probably rage. I'm sitting here just so furious at the education department and all the congratulations and the patting everyone on the back who's part of that organisation. Yep. They have turned it around, and they've turned it around beautifully for neurotypical kids who can cope with this whole new world.
Yeah.
And again, I sit here as a parent of a fully funded child with one-on-one support who is just being treated like an afterthought again.
Mm.
No prep, no thinking, no help. No one's even gone out of their way to make contact.
Mm.
It is so frustrating, and I am so over it. And I know there's lots of peas in the same boat. Mm. And I just hope that wherever and you can, you lobby, you speak up, you advocate, because I'm sick of our children coming last, and this is just not good enough, Victorian government, the way that you've handled this. On that little rant and vent, because I really need to get it out somewhere,
yeah,
I hope
good.
You are all keeping well and stay safe.
Aww.
Bye.
Thanks,
Thank
Nicole.
You.
Yeah.
There's massive gaps for our funded kids
there
in
is.
The mainstream schools.
There is.
A lot of my friends messaging me just despairing.
Mm.
You know, where are the aides? You can't have them.
They can't.
It's impossible.
And I was speaking to where my Buzz and Woody go to school. I was speaking to the head of ed support, and she said she's had the saddest little emails from kids going, I've never done maths without my aid.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and boom, here you are sitting in front of a laptop, yeah. right? So she's like, oh, I just imagine their little sad faces.
Yeah.
So I think it's really yeah. hard for teachers and education department too, but I do get how frustrated you feel. It is really, really tough.
It's a big, big slap in the face.
It is.
Yeah, so. And I've written on Daniel Andrew's page, like, can you shout out to our families?
Yeah, I know.
Can you shout out to the special schools, the SDSs? Yeah. Like, yeah. it's 10 times harder.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
It's just... It's impossible.
Yeah, it is. And they really deserve a little Daniel Andrews certificate at the end of all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, they really can, do, you know, more than any other
more
school.
More than any other school, yeah.
You know, and no one's talking about that unless you're in it.
No, and,
no
and
one wants to hear.
There's not enough people in it to talk about
there
it.
There isn't.
So, you know, I think it's that same thing that we have spoken about before, but we're all in the same boat, but some of us, you know, we're in the leaky bit.
Yeah,
you know,
really, really, really. So, yeah, so it was brave of you sending that in.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Because
we appreciate it. I know a lot of peas will feel the same as you.
Yeah,
just
they really
overlooked.
Yeah.
And I know we've got to give the schools a chance.
We do, and they've got to take time.
They do.
I
they
get
do.
It. And they yeah. don't know how to do it either.
No,
that's a
they
thing.
Don't.
How do we get an aid? We can't get an aid. We can't have people going into people's homes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still extremely frustrating and it is wrong. So.
I think all it needs is a... Hi.
Aww.
This is going to be really tough. How are
yep.
you?
Yep.
This is going to be really tough from
yeah,
our end.
I see
end.
You.
I see you.
Yep.
We care about your child.
Yep.
We know you have fully, we're fully funded for an aid.
Yep.
We're working on it as best we can.
Yep.
You know.
And you're going to be our top priority when school goes back.
Yeah.
You are it, you know.
Yep.
And we are brainstorming all the time, but most of all we just wanted to say we're sorry.
We're sorry.
You know, that's
yeah.
all you need, just a little email.
I would accept someone saying we might be letting your child down for a little bit till we get it going.
Yeah.
You know, it's yep. it's okay to say that stuff.
Oh, it's 100% okay.
Yeah, like now's the time.
Yeah, well, people ring me in my job that has no emotional yep. significance and I'm like, sorry, we can't do that. They're like,
yeah.
okay, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's the time to just be honest.
Yeah.
There's no time for anything else.
No,
so,
there isn't.
You know, yeah.
So just some acknowledgement for the fully funded kids,
yes.
all that. I mean, if Molly was still in mainstream school, she would have got 10 hours.
Yes.
I've been thinking about that a lot, thinking
yep.
how would that have even worked? It wouldn't have.
No.
It's not working anyway online.
Yeah,
it's working
yeah.
as best it can, I have
yep.
to say, within the special school.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's...
Yep. Oh, yep. It's
our kids are going,
yeah.
are the least of their priorities.
Yeah, that's right.
And that hurts as
it
a mum.
It does hurt,
It
yeah.
really hurts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Even if there was an acknowledgement of that.
Yep, that would help.
Even every day. How did you go today? I was thinking of you and I wish that we could have had the aid there.
Yeah.
You feel better.
Can there be one person in the school that calls all those funded families and
Surely.
Be the go-to person?
Surely.
Like
I mean,
maybe
it's probably
your vice principal
a tough gig
or,
to hear all the...
Yeah, the negative.
And
yeah.
the trauma.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah.
you know, everyone deserves to be heard and seen.
And so. Then there's the kids that are not funded in mainstream schools that need it.
Yes.
That are just going to be left behind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's such a worry.
It is a worry, but I also think, and I know this sounds incredibly patronising, we're all safe with
yeah,
our
that's
health.
That
our
is
health
the truth.
Is safe.
Yes, that's the truth.
And, you know, I was talking this week to Shane, the beautiful paediatrician
yeah.
who we love.
Yeah.
And he was just saying... what a privilege we have to be bored and frustrated and
yep.
and finding our education system hard, because he said, you know, if he talks to his colleagues overseas, that's not what they're talking about. They're
oh
talking
boy.
About people dying.
Oh, boy.
You know? So
yeah.
I was like, yep, I
okay.
know. I really needed the reality.
It's sobering.
It was
yeah.
sobering. And he was like, it was funny. He's like, I don't know why people need to go to Bunnings. You need to paint your fence. You need. He's like, you don't
yeah,
need to do
mad.
That.
He was mad.
He was mad. He's
yeah.
like, you need to stay home.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah, because
and
the doctors and nurses.
And he said, we can't stay home.
Yeah.
But if you all stay home, we'll all be safer.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, but the curve is like, don't tell me that the curve's flattening. He's like, new people are being diagnosed every day.
Yeah.
Every day someone else is getting it. We know that they've probably given it to someone else and then probably haven't been tested. And I was like, okay. He's like, can you talk about this on your podcast? I was like, yes,
okay.
I will,
yes,
Shane.
Yes, we can, Shane.
Yep. So he's like, and I do get what he's saying. What a privilege to be bored. What
yes,
a privilege to be going stir crazy, because
it's not the same what Nicole's saying.
It's not the same.
No,
no, no, no. I'm
not
talking not about
saying
that.
That.
No.
No.
No, no, Nicole, you're right. But for the most of us.
Yes.
Yep, suck it up, Kate. Yep.
So I got a text today from one of my neighbours and it just made me laugh so much. It said, "Hi, Mandy, how are you all going?" She said, "I just thought I'd give you a laugh to start your day. I had a dream last night that you had twin boy newborns."
Oh, that's not a laugh.
"But for some reason you kept your pregnancy a secret and no one knew until they were born. Not sure how no one notices a pregnant lady with twins. I listened to your podcast last night, so that's probably why I had a dream about you. Talked about how you talked about you'd almost like to have six-month-old twins at the moment."
Oh, yes.
And I said, "Oh, my gosh, did you wake up sweating for me?" And she said, "No, you were really happy about it and they were so cute." You know, those vivid dreams and you're like, "I think that really happened."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so you got to tell someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you shocked for ages.
It does. And sometimes they're bad dreams and you're like, "I need to ring that person and just hear their voice."
Yes. Well, yep. She's like, "I was almost jealous." Almost. She has twins. That's why. Made me laugh.
All right. Now this one I think is going to make you happy because it's from a long, long way away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
"Hi, Kate and Mandy. My name's Charlotte and I am a long-time listener. I'm from Melbourne, but I listen all the way in South America."
Wow.
In this tiny, tiny country called Guyana.
Wow.
And so I thought you'd find that interesting.
I do.
Exciting, maybe. I'm not a pea. I don't have any pea shoots in my life. Mm. But I listen to your podcast because, and it makes me feel so good. And I know that a lot of people, it makes them feel good. And I realize the reason why is because you guys practice this compassion and empathy, and everything that anyone says or that either of you says, it's always, Kate always says, "Of course." And she validates every feeling and frustration and tear that anyone expresses. And it's so wonderful. And so thank you for modeling this compassion and empathy that you both do and encouraging me to be more gentle on myself and to others.
Aww.
So thank you very much for your podcast.
Oh, Charlotte.
What a thrill.
What a thrill. We loved it. But there's a follow-up, Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because she realizes that actually Kate's not the nice one.
"Hi, it's Charlotte from Guyana again. And I've just listening to your latest episode and I realized that it's Mandy who says, "Of course,
not Kate. It's not Kate. Kate's horrible.
I always get you guys confused. Anyway, I just thought I would clear that up."
Thank you.
Thank you. I always think when I hear myself, are people getting annoyed with me saying that? But that's what I say all the time.
I had never noticed you said it.
Yeah.
And I listen to the episodes, I edit them.
I know you do.
And then I was like, oh, of course. She says, of course.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, of course. Yeah. Everything people say to me makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. That's really nice to have. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thanks for doing the speak pipe from South America. That's exciting.
I love it. In other news, there is, I think you'll be happy to know, Singing Amy.
Oh, singing Amy's back.
She is back. So I just have
Is it a song about Corona?
Yes.
Oh.
It is a love song about Amy. Corona, and apparently she had to record it in her car because, like the rest of us, can't get a moment anywhere
Nowhere
without
to go.
Someone talking to you. You can hear a lawnmower.
"Hello, coffee, my old friend. I've come to drink with you again. Because my pea shoots softly creeping left their bed while I was sleeping. The morning vision that was planted in my brain still remains, never the sound of silence. In restless days I walk alone. Netflix, Zoom, I'm on the phone. 'Neath the halo of an iPhone lamp, I try removing all the mess and damp. When my mind is stabbed by the flush of the peelings fight, I'm split all right. Oh, for the sound of silence. And in my naked state I saw house party open on the floor. People talking whilst you're speaking. People hearing but not listening. Writing words and lots of overshare. And no one there can give the sound of silence.
No.
Fool said, I, you do not know how pea shoots learn at home. Who knows? Hear two peas that they might teach you. Take their words that they might reach you. But my word, the silent teardrops fell and echoed within the shower of silence. And the people hoped then prayed to the government they made that people listen to the warning. Stay home, yes, dinner, lunch and morning.
Yep.
And then we may get Christmas Day to celebrate. Deck the halls and trim the walls. And maybe enjoy the sound of silence.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Amy.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I was walking around the house yesterday thinking, I'm never going to be on my own again. Never.
Yep.
I know it's ridiculous and I will be, but that's how it feels at this moment, that we are just going to stay all together.
Yep.
Forever. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you, Amy. We love it when you sing.
I love singing, Amy. Yeah.
That was so funny. You'll be happy to know that Scholarship said today, geez, we haven't heard from singing Amy for a while.
He said, well.
Well.
Here she is.
She's back.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. This is from one of our gorgeous hangout pea friends.
It is.
Tanya. And, I'll let her
tell us.
Good morning, Mandy and Kate. One of your biggest fans here. Love the show. Mm-hmm. It keeps me going and makes me laugh and cry all the time. I listened to yesterday's podcast and, oh, my God, I love the moment where you exactly articulated why I've been so upset about the whole schooling thing at home, that sense of the weight of it all coming to bear on me, school, supervising three kids at two schools, and Shoot is so needy. He's relentless and difficult. As well as the teletherapy and the shopping and the cleaning and the washing, which there is so much more washing because
there are
ways at home.
There is.
And trying not to put on too much weight.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm eating myself stupid.
Yep.
Same.
Keeping my own uni studies up for my own future. It's all too much.
Yeah, it is.
So my solution was to take this chance, and I've left our family home with the two older kids and I've gone to live south of the border in a little town where my parents live. I'm renting my cousin's beautiful beach house, really super cheap. She's a gold, beautiful person for letting me do that. And my husband is with the shoot and they're coping much better than all of us being in that tiny, in that house. Good. It's not a tiny house, but it's just
no
house
tiny.
Is big enough for the shoot and everyone else there all the time. The shoot will go back to school. The school have been really great and they're happy for him to go back to school. That means my husband will have a bit of time to get work done and whatnot, and his carers can still visit him at home in the mornings when he struggles the most. So really, win-win.
Good.
Of course I feel guilty. Of course they miss me and they want me to come home. But you know what? It's good for them to work on their relationship for a bit. That's how I'm looking at this. It's so bad, isn't it?
Nope.
And our shoot copes better with less people around to annoy him all the time.
Yep.
So while there's a lot of shit about all this stuff, the gold for me is the gift of this time with my older boys who really need some time away from the shoot. And it's really lovely. I see my beautiful dad every day. I would never be able to do this under any other circumstance. It is, that is absolutely the gold in this. Anyway, thank you for everything you articulated yesterday. It was all ringing very true for me. Keep going, girls. You're keeping me going through this.
Oh, thank you.
That's my rant.
Yeah, the rant.
Actually, yep. We got a lot of feedback about that rant.
Yep.
And so, you know, that was when I just said it's not a woman's job.
Because you've got a vagina, we don't have to do it all.
Nope.
Sick of it.
Nope. Very sick of it. Yep. And every adult in the family that is able should be helping out.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. So, and we stand by our words.
Yes, we do. We've been practicing it.
Yes, and we're glad that you're getting a little bit of a break, Tanya, and that it's
working.
It's working at the moment.
Yeah.
You know,
I just think that's the thousand shades of grey in our families.
Yeah, that's
everyone's
right.
Everyone's going to do what they can do to minimise the difficulty of this.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You
yep.
know,
yep. That's
whatever
right.
works.
Whatever works.
Yep. We're your people.
We are.
We're
your
cheering
people.
You on.
Yep.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Okay, we've got another beautiful listener. Let's listen.
Bum bum ba dum bum 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 bum. I'm an alt director. Hi guys, I just caught up with your podcast and now I don't know what to do with my life. There's literally not much to do in the world at the moment. I'm an autorectum. I've been listening to your podcast because ever since I finished high school, I've been working with children with disability, and that's where my passion lies. I moved into state to start my nursing career, and for the first time in my life, I'm being paid to work with adults, which is a very strange phenomenon to me. I don't know how to talk to adults. I'm so used to talking to children with disability. A lot of the time with the nonverbal children, it's talking to myself, but I love it, and they love me, I think. If they don't, that's fine. I love them with all my heart, and I miss working with that population of children. I can't wait to go back into that, and I've loved how listening to your podcast has made me see the other side of it, what they go through when they go home. I've worked in respite centres and stuff like that, and I know how hard it is for these parents, and I'm really feeling it for your PE friends out there who are struggling. And I just wanted to say thanks because you've solidified my love for working with children with disability. And I love you guys and I hope you're all well.
Oh my goodness,
and we love you. I know.
That was beautiful.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you. We need you, working with our kids.
We
need
do.
The best. We need the best people.
We do. And that song at the start.
I'm an autorectum. I'm never going to be honest. I'm going to sing that every time.
You nailed the podcast on the head. You made us laugh and cry.
Yeah, you did, and you made a difference to me.
You really
thank
did.
You.
Thank
what
you.
What a
thank
beautiful
you.
Speak pipe. <I know. laughs>
amazing.
This is the best.
It's just the best. So anyway, that's our little episode of Speak Pipe. I think that's all of the ones that we've got.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Goodness gracious me.
I know.
We were just saying that one of the things that made us laugh, we're not doing laugh, cry, difference, but we have to give a shout out to the Batuta advocate.
Batuta.
If you follow them, anybody, that is the funniest Facebook page, Instagram, you know,
if you
fake
want
newspaper.
Live overseas and you want to know what Australian humour is,
follow
it's a
the
satirical
Batuta.
Newspaper called Batuta. I was front row at their show, baby. I
so
loved
good.
Them.
So good.
And
tell us the one that they did last week that you said.
Just cried so much, laughing, crying. They were like, coronavirus really hits home to middle-aged white woman when she realises she won't be going skiing this year.
Can you tagged yourself.
I tagged myself. I was like, at Kate,
okay,
this is you.
I laugh every day. Every they are the most day. Cleverest, if that's a word.
So clever. Brilliant. Just brilliant.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, Batuta, you've got us through some tough times.
Yeah, they really have.
And occasionally they just put an article up and you're like, okay, this is just – it's so ridiculous, but it's real. It's yeah. just, you know, like George Pell, they wrote some things.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
right.
I'm like, yeah, you can't make a joke no, of this. It's just so unbelievable. Right. But
exactly.
Yeah. They are find that Batuta advocate and jeepers. Immerse yourselves in it.
The other thing that if you are listening to this in real time, if you're a Super P that's listening on Monday morning, the 20th of April,
yep.
at 1 o'clock today, Australian Eastern Standard Time, yep. we are having Nacho Bin Day. Now, if you go back to the episode of Toddler Twins, Kate and I talk about one of the lowest moments of being friends and having twins. And that was at my girl's second birthday.
Yep.
There was five of us. So there yep. was 10 two-year-olds or roughly two-year-olds, yep. twins. And we were I made nachos for the mums. I don't know what we fed the kids or they had something different.
Yep.
But we were all in this section of my house that was kind of concrete because it's July, so I didn't want them out on the grass.
Yep.
Right, and they were just zooming up and down the ramp that Dad built with these yep. bikes, and they were just all toddling around. Some yep. were walking, some weren't.
Yep.
And I made nachos, and I put them on top of our bin outside, our big plastic bins, and we all huddled around there, yep. the mums, the five or six yep. of us, and we ate the nachos, and we called it Nacho Bin Day.
Nacho Bin Day. And I think at the time we didn't even we register didn't even that care. We were eating we didn't off think a it was bin. And now –
care we were happy
so we're having a Zoom bin
we're having a nacho bin day yep. where you can zoom in
yep and you can make your own nachos or whatever and yeah. stand so by your bin
if you want the code if you're not in the hangout then you message Kate
yeah message me on yeah. Instagram or Facebook and I will give you the code and you can come and do Zoom nacho yeah. bin day with us
yeah
I'm gonna try and get Lorraine around
idea. So there's no prerequisites for the nachos. You make them however you want.
If that's
you,
right.
People are going to be joining in from 7 a.m. in, you know,
yeah,
overseas and all, yep. you know, all sorts of places. So
yep.
look, you don't have to have nachos. I'll you give
don't.
You that hot tip.
You don't
but
have to.
If you've got a bin, even better. Kate's already washed hers. I'm
I
yet to do
I
that.
I washed it. Yeah. yeah. I've never washed it.
Millie was like, why don't you do it on a Wednesday once the bins have gone out? And I said, sorry, I didn't think of that.
It's going to be you'll get, I think, Kate and Mandy at their most raw because we will have just done a whole morning of homeschooling.
That's right. So I'll just be outside. Just
we'll be in the like, staff room.
We will be in the staff room. I'll be like, Mrs. Jones, are you here?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Staff room, eat your lunch.
Okay. Could you unmute your mic? Mute your mic. Okay. Are you there? Troy, all we can see, Troy, is
your duck.
Is, yeah, you know, I can't actually see your face. Okay, Troy?
So look, half an hour, whatever happens.
Yeah.
10 minutes. The admin of the Zoom, so
if it doesn't work,
it's all on me. Okay. So I don't think I put a password because I hate the passwords.
Okay, we can just get in.
Okay, so you can just get in once you've got the code.
I think Bryony will
yep.
be in there.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah, we'll some people
we'll try and get
Alana.
Everyone. Okay, gorgeous.
She's a beautiful twin mummy. She's got it. She put a photo of it in her Google Woo-hoo. Calendar already.
Yeah, we're going to bin nacho. And yep. look, this may be a huge success. We may be able to bin nacho again one day.
We might. So if you do a good job.
Yeah, that's right. I want you to think about it, okay?
Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Hose may do this again, but only if you display good behaviour
yeah,
for
no,
this.
I don't want any silliness, okay? No. Because...
There'll be no awards for the best nachos.
There won't.
We don't care.
We do not care. You can come in your pajamas.
Yep.
That is the truth.
Yeah, right. So let's just have a bit of a laugh.
Yep.
And who knows what's going to happen.
Who
I don't
knows.
Know.
Yeah, we'll see we what just want to see you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, we want to. Yeah, it'll be, I hope.
I don't know. I don't have to let everybody in. I'll have to press all the numbers. And
will you?
Yeah.
I've never hosted it.
Yeah. Well, I've only done it for work once. But anyway, so if you're sitting there waiting, you just go, Mandy. But I'll try my very best, okay?
Yeah, it'll be great.
Otherwise, if you're listening to this later and you miss Nacho Bin Day, don't worry, there will be photos.
Yep.
Yep?
Yep, there'll be photos. Oh, don't worry, we'll be taking photos of ourselves by the bins. Never a classier photo. I mean, we might update our...
If it's cold, I'll be wearing my hoodie.
Yeah, well, I've got my hoodie on right now.
Yeah, it is, okay. Well, or maybe some merch.
Maybe some merch, yeah. Maybe.
If you've got some merch, pop it on.
Yeah, pop it on.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Nacho Bean Day, we just want to recreate like the lowest moment of,
We want you to all join in that low. Don't you make know us when they say, be there on our own.
You know, we've got to replace the memory.
Yeah, we're replacing it by doing exactly the
it
same thing.
It wasn't even a bad memory. It was a great good day. Memory.
Yeah. I love Nacho Bean Day.
Yeah,
so.
I loved it too.
And like several times people have like asked Mandy and I, you know, what was something? And we're like, we're always like, we had Nacho Bean Day. And before we go, I wanted to read a beautiful message that we got today.
Oh.
Hi, Peas. Can I please just say I love your podcast? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You have rescued this slowly sinking special needs mama and given me permission to feel all the feels.
Oh.
The good, the bad, and even the things I feel like I shouldn't be feeling.
Oh.
Hello, mum guilt. But you've also inspired me. I love that you say there is always room for more voices. Yes. And I've had an idea of my own for a podcast that brings voices of people with disabilities forward. I have a disability myself and have a child with a disability and also work in disability services. So I've seen the space from lots of different angles. So I was wondering, can we share any advice or wish or things that we'd wish we'd done when we first started? Thanks, lovely ladies. Listening to your weekly chats truly is my joy.
Oh, thank you.
You know, sadly, Mandy and I have no advice.
No, none.
The only advice I have is just do it.
Yeah.
Start that podcast. Yes. We will listen. The Peas will listen.
Yes.
You think. You're not sure if there's an audience, and then there is.
There is.
There is.
That's right.
So, you know, we started with our 30.
Yeah, that's all we wanted.
And now there's thousands of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
There is. There's room for everything.
There's room. That's the joy of the podcast.
That is the joy, and that's the really beautiful thing about the podcast community is that they are supportive.
And there's no such thing as a successful or unsuccessful podcast because what's the measure?
There
so we can
one.
All just be. You know, our podcast is little, but then there are Mandy and I are in a couple of podcast groups and there are people that are like, I get 100 downloads an episode. All of those people are really committed to me.
Yes,
awesome.
That's right.
That's an awesome group of people, 100 people. So
yep.
Our advice is just to do it, but also thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Reaching
and let
out
us know
us.
When you launch it
yeah,
and we'll
let
cheer
us
you
know.
On.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
Cheer you on.
I've got a message too. It says, hi, Mandy and Kate. I just wanted to say how much you both inspired me over the last 12 months. I have 4-year-old twins born at 30 weeks. They appear to have no long-term issues from prematurity. Until I started listening to your podcast, I don't think I realised how lucky I am to be able to say that.
Mm.
I'm a lawyer. I've worked for government for 10 years now, primarily in matters involving vulnerable people, social housing, child welfare, etc. Listening to you both has really made me think about what I want to do. And as a fate would have it, a job I could apply for has recently been advertised at the NDIA. I thought, who better than that for me? I'm compassionate and practical and I know I could make the experience for people better.
Yay.
Not perfect. I mean, legal shit is always legal shit, but better.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks again to you both for the inspiration.
Aww. People just send lovely messages. We just get constant lovely emails and messages and we love them and we love that you take the time out of your really busy lives to message us.
Yeah.
It just means so much. And, yeah, thank you.
Thank you
for taking the time to talk to us because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
I had a client today, beautiful pea mum in Western Australia that I was working with her beautiful pea shoots. And she just started crying on FaceTime saying, I just can't go there. I can't tell you what this podcast means to me because we've got to get on with this discussion. And I said, it just means so much to me. I start crying.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know how we got like all these amazing people.
I don't know either.
There's not a mean pea amongst
you. There is not one mean pea.
You're all beautiful.
Yes.
This community has just shown me so much good in the world.
Yes, it
and
really has.
Really, we needed to see it.
Yeah, we
and
did
you
actually.
Have brought it out to us and we thank you. And the other thing I wanted to say is Mandy and I got this funniest email. I won't say who it's from, but it's from a leading children's hospital in Australia. And he started by, and he's got more letters after his name than are in the alphabet. And he's like, you know, I am an outer rectum. And I was like, what?
Oh.
And he works at a children's hospital. And then at the end, he's like, I suppose I could be a poo professional because I'm an outer rectum that works with children.
I roared with laughter. I was like, we've not had a poo professional from the outer rectum. So funny.
So funny. So thank you. And thank you to all those doctors.
Yep.
who are so busy, and nurses and allied health people who email us.
Yes.
That, I can't even speak about it. I don't know.
No, because I don't know why they're not sitting there thinking, these two clowns.
What are they talking about? Why don't they shut up?
And they don't have an education between them.
No.
You know?
They aren't. Yep.
I don't know why they're tolerating us.
I don't know either, but they do. And thank you for taking the time, because I know you're uber, uber, super busy people.
Yeah, that's right. So actually what I think I said to you, Kate, was really the people that are listening to us, we should be super privileged, because I'm being really picky on who I'm listening to. Yes. Hardly anyone.
Yep.
So
just at the moment during Corona.
Corona, that's right.
I think it's hard to listen to certain podcasts at the moment. And also it's hard because a lot of people aren't commuting.
Yeah, we don't have time.
And I'm not commuting. Like, I'm working a day a week, but the rest of the time I'm we're principal. On. Yes.
Mrs. Jones and Mrs.
That's right. I'm the year 8 level coordinator. So, I mean, I've got a lot on, all right? So, you know, I've got to organise those excursions that we're not going anywhere.
I've got to find all the codes.
Oh, and which activity we're doing today, you know?
Oh, it was so beautiful today, though. Molly got on Zoom. One of my friends is organising the Zoom code every day for them to have lunch together.
Oh, how smart.
So smart. So five of them, because at the moment in their special school, there's nothing video happening.
Yep.
So the messages have been a delight to read, though. Oh. But the seeing them having their lunch, and she was like, I need my lunch. I need my lunch.
Yes.
So I said, what would you like for lunch? Bacon and eggs. Okay, I had it. So I made it.
Yeah.
And she just sat there with her bacon and eggs and had her headphones on and just listening to her talking to her genuine friends, Kate.
Mandy.
It's just beautiful. Yeah. It's all anybody could wish for.
That's all we want.
You know, and they've all got their dogs or their.
I know.
What's your dog's name?
And that's what Mandy and I were talking before, because we actually talk outside of the podcast as well.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like every day.
And I was saying, and this is not a criticism because no one knew that this was going to happen, but it would be great if more of the schools, if the teachers did a little TikTok or video or. Welcome back. We've missed you. This is what your classroom looks like without you here. Or this is the principal speaking, you know. Yeah, they could do so many funny things.
Yeah.
Buzz Jones, please come to the office. Yeah. Oh, you can't, you know.
Yeah.
And just because those children have lost all of that connection and that community.
Unless the parents organise it, our pea shoots aren't able to.
No, pea shoots aren't going to do it.
They can't sort that stuff out.
No, and I've had funny conversations about why don't you message them? Why?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we
can't do it.
No.
Yeah.
So just even because some of our teachers ask every kid to just write yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then you'll see some kid will put a funny little meme in or whatever. And I'm just seeing the joy on Buzz and Woody's face because they've been a month without any social interaction.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, schools, I don't know if you can do online Pictionary or online, I don't know, Connect Four. I don't
know. Have a bit of fun.
A bit of fun. Have some fun with this because teachers are fun.
Get everyone to put their emojis on their face or the, you know, like the filters.
Look, one of the little boys, and I suppose he's 13 in Buzz and Woody's class, there's this guy in Australia that does ads for the ShamWow and he's got him as his like little icon thing.
How does he know
who the ShamWow guy is? I've lost my mind over the hilarity of the children.
Know.
It's just they're kids clever. Are funny.
I can hear teachers going, well, we can't have them all changing filters all the time. But
no, I get
it. What if you just said, look, the last 5 minutes, everyone put on your favourite filter.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be funny? I want to hear Miss Nine laughing.
Oh.
I want to hear joy again.
Oh,
today was just, it was a mixture of, I felt so sad and so happy when their whole class sang happy birthday to one of their friends.
Oh.
And so all I hear is happy birthday. But it wasn't even a gusto. Miss Nine was quite flat. It was just, is everyone else singing?
Yeah, because you
are
can't.
Are other people singing?
Yes.
I thought that poor little girl, and like, she's in grade 4, they're all turning 10. It's a big birthday.
No, it's a shit time to have a birthday.
And so I just thought, oh, this is sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
You know, the teacher did the best she could.
Oh, yeah,
that's
awesome.
Not a criticism. That was a great thing to do.
Yeah.
But it just, from my end, it just sounded so sad.
Yeah. It's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
They are.
It's a, yeah. And amazingly, they're going to be able to talk about it with every person they meet around the world. Every person yes, they meet at uni.
That is true.
There will be movies and books.
Yeah,
and,
forever.
You know, they all lived this, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is quite remarkable. And
we're in it.
Yeah, we're in it. And I think something that we haven't said today, which really needs to be said, Uncharted.
Are all the catch cries?
Oh my!
I don't know, gosh. Mandy. That's what you were meant to say.
I don't know, but I know Uncharted.
Uncharted.
We're in uncharted waters. Flattening we're in uncharted the curve. Territory. Flattening
yep.
the curve.
Yeah.
Maybe even eliminating the curve.
Yeah.
We're now
really?
Hearing.
In yeah. Australia. Wow.
And New Zealand.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yep. So. I've kind of tuned out. I'm not. I well, like 3 weeks ago. I was watching every press conference.
I was so anxious.
I was watching every single time. I'd yep. tell everyone to be quiet. Now I'm like, meh.
Oh, I put on the ABC News Breakfast in
I've
the morning.
I've been reading Lee and Annabelle's recaps on Twitter.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And we live in the state of Victoria. Daniel Andrews is our premier. I just listen to him.
Yeah.
Because
that's what affects us.
That's what affects yeah. us. And that's what affects yeah. my kids,
yeah.
my grandma that's in a nursing home, my mum who I can't see.
Yeah.
Daniel is my man.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He put his photo up of working from home with his clothes horse. Did you see it?
I did.
I was like, that is a Melbourne house if I've ever seen
it
one.
It is because
people are like, oh, he's got pegs on inside. Why has he got pegs?
I noticed the pegs.
I was like,
you know why? It's been inside.
It's been outside and they've brought it in.
They've brought it yes. in because it's that little bit of damp at the end of the
That's
day.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
You had
what
beautiful
I'm doing.
Sheer curtains. I
yeah,
love
I did admire
those
the curtains.
Curtains. Yeah. We're liking that, Daniel
And the
Andrews.
Chairs and tables, not
yeah,
like
was
my
nice.
Mansion table. I was like, it's not my Melbourne home.
No, it's not. But it's
even the clothes horse looked good quality.
It did look a good quality clothes horse. And this is why you listen to Two Peas, because you are hearing.
You heard it from us first.
You heard it from us first, okay? Our people are going to be going back, where's that photo?
We are ridiculous.
We are. Cause it's, anyway.
It's the week of hysteria.
It is the week of hysteria. What's the month?
The mania.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
2020, baby.
So I think that's it for
that's
today.
That's it for us.
Little mini Snap Pea episode.
Yes, we love you, Peas. You stay safe.
We'll see you Thursday. We've got another episode. Hopefully make you laugh.
Okay, see
you. Okay,
ya.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.